This is St. Louis Public Radio. Feral hogs are decimating farmland and wildlife areas in more than 30 counties in Missouri. Hunting them would be a typical solution to this problem, but hunting only encourages their numbers, according to state officials. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports, Missouri officials hope to get rid of them through the use of a new trapping technology.
I'm standing in the shade at the edge of a soybean farm in Paterson, Missouri, and I'm looking at an empty hog trap. It stands on three legs, suspending a round, dark gray steel cage 4 feet into the air. Mark McLean, a feral hog coordinator with the Missouri Department of Conservation, takes out his smartphone to demonstrate how the trap works.
All right, everybody be quiet. 3, 2, 1.
This trap is called the Boar Buster. It links to a camera installed nearby that sends a live video feed to the user's phone. When the camera detects movement, it texts an alert. A few nights ago, McLean tried to trap a group of hogs at the spot we're standing in.
I was sitting at home, getting ready for bed, honestly, and it was about 10:30 or so. I was watching this all on my cell phone and getting ready, hopefully, to drop the trap.
But the hogs that wandered in decided to leave. McLean thought they probably left because the trap recently snared other hogs at this spot.
They may have just not liked the situation. They're funny. They're difficult at best to trap.
A company called the Noble Foundation worked with the Department of Conservation to develop the Boar Buster in the last year. It's one of the newest strategies the state is using to completely remove feral hogs from the state. Feral hogs are known to destroy farmland, wetlands, and sensitive natural areas. The USDA estimates that the pest costs $1.5 billion a year in damages in the U.S. The hogs also carry many parasites and diseases. Some can infect humans, like rabies and tuberculosis. After the trap is taken down in Paterson, McLean drives it to a new location. On the way, he says it's hard to get rid of an animal that prefers isolation.
A hog in particular, a feral hog in particular, needs to be left alone. They don't like human disturbance. And they can smell us probably coming, so they'll leave.
It's also why hunting doesn't work. This summer, the state also banned feral hog hunting on public lands. Conservation officials say hunting only shoots at one or two of them, leading the rest to scatter. Traps can capture large groups at a time, outpacing how quickly the hogs reproduce.
We're more efficient and better equipped to reach our goal of total eradication of feral hogs with the trapping over the hunting.
McLean arrives at a forest to set up the trap. There, he meets a USDA official named Josh Wisdom, who has spent a week trying to lure hogs to that spot.
A good analogy I use for trying to catch feral hogs is it's like fishing. You have to put bait out.
He points to signs that the hogs have been through the area before.
I can look at the leaves and tell that pigs frequent this area a lot.
Pigs are really good about making linear stuff where they just put their nose down and kind of make a little trough, as well as I can just tell you just from the disturbance. All this has been turned up.
Wisdom says he spends more time with pigs than people. That's because part of his job involves tracking them at night. He shoots the ones that are by themselves.
Best way I can describe Josh is he's like, you ever read the book, Something Wicked This Way Comes? Yeah, he's the dark man.
Officials shoot hogs in the spot when they're trapped. Some carcasses are sent to scientists at the USDA to study the diseases invasive hogs carry. Other traps McLean uses are triggered by a pig tripping over a wire. With the Boar Buster, the user decides when to deploy the trap, so it's more convenient.
It saves a lot of time and labor and running around checking the trap. All you gotta do is look at your phone.
It's unclear whether the state's new strategies will work, but officials are confident that the trap will put them one step closer to getting the hogs out of Missouri. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.